Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or send an email to wait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jennifer Goldschmidt from Baltimore, Maryland.
Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
A big NPR listener?
I am a big NPR listener. It's on all the time.
What's your thoughts on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me?
Oh, I love Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. I have a big crush on Adam Silver. Yeah.
What about the rest of us?
Win or lose, you'll get a special message from Carl Castle.
Very nice.
Well, Jen, welcome to the show. Thanks for playing. Carl's going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two limericks, you're a winner. Here's your first limerick.
My shuttlecock's under the weather. The cork can still hold things together. But bird flu's decreased. All the North Chinese geese. And money can't buy a good...
Feather?
Yes, feather. Badminton player Dan Chien said that he recently prayed aloud for salvation from the scourge of bird flu, not for himself, but because the effect the epidemic is having on his shuttlecocks. Bird flu has led to a shortage in the feather market, forcing shuttlecock manufacturers to use lower quality duck feathers. Said one top player, if this goes on, badminton could someday end up a totally obscure sport.
And all my badminton player cards will be worthless.
I played badminton at high school.
And not only that, you pronounce it badminton.
I do.
Which
I was wondering what you were going on about.
Badminton. It's not mitten. Not badminton.
How do you say it again?
Badminton.
That's mittens.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Or in Iran, they call it the shuttlecock game with a net.
Right.
Well, excellent work, Jen. Your next limerick from Carl.
With this pill, I will study Descartes. Rise above jokes that use the word fart. It seems that my brain can gain without pain. I'll take two and I will be...
Carl, we're all stunned hearing you say fart, so you're going to have to get rid of it just a second. Right?
One more time. With this pill, I will study Descartes, rise above jokes that use the word fart. It seems that my brain can gain without pain. I'll take two and I will be...
It rhymes with fart.
Descartes.
Talking about the brain.
The brain.
Art.
Okay. If you hadn't just said art, you would be being very...
smart!
That wasn't leading the horse to water. That was forcing the horse's head into the stream. A German scientist has come up with what he's calling an anti-stupidity pill.
Mm-hmm.
In tests, Hans Higler-Ropers was able to eliminate short-term memory loss in fruit flies, although... When your entire life...
So what? They all know where their car keys are now?
When your lifespan is 45 minutes, there's not a lot to remember, you'd think, right? Very good, Jen. You are 2 for 2. Here comes your third limerick.
Our satellite wasn't just hewn. It was squeezed like a water balloon. Its elliptical track put a bump near its back. That's why there's a bulge on the...
moon?
That's right. The moon. There's a reason the man on the moon can't fit into his favorite pair of Dockers anymore. The enormous, unflattering bulge on the moon's backside, a sort of giant moon butt, if you will. And we will. It turns out the Earth's gravitational pull has created the bulge on the dark side of the moon. Up next, we'll unlock the secrets of the plumber's crack of tranquility. Carl, how did Jen do?
Jen was perfect. 3 correct answers, so she wins our prize.